Hey, you're listening to Our Modern Heritage, the new home and family culture podcast. I'm your host, Jody Chafee. If you've been following along in my journey of creating this brand, I've been on a quest to discover what makes a successful family tick. I've found that a family culture involves intentional planning, vision, values, and rhythms to work on anticipating the family's needs and develop a legacy. I'm trying to decide how much of my story you may be interested in. But if you're here, I want to value your time because I appreciate that there are a lot of other podcasts that you could be listening to, a lot of other people you could be listening to. And so I just feel like I owe my listeners an explanation because today I planned on posting a regular episode yesterday, and today I had every intention of producing a regular episode. I have all these interviews that I have recorded and lined up, and that I enjoy doing the interviews, but I just had other things come up. I have to confess that the month of September has been pretty crazy. I had all these plans for the podcast to bring you all kinds of wonderful content and to share with you my experiences and all the ways that we can improve and enrich our family culture. And I had all these plans of my personal development and education, and I had all these plans for homeschooling and for my family and things like that. And my family got really sick. And I think, you know, it all started really that first week that I tried to start school. I think I had a mental breakdown with trying to figure out how to do homeschooling, and because homeschooling really is a process. And my kids are really free spirits, and they're still really young. And so when I try to sit down with them to do school, they are not completely interested. But I've also learned that it's a process, that I introduce curriculums and things and they love it for a little while and then they fall out of love for it. And then later I reintroduce it and they really enjoy it again. So I understand it's all just a process. And what I'm trying to do is have like a 5 to 6 weeks on with school and 1 week off where we do like house projects and things like that, or field trips. And so that's a new thing that we're trying to do. Anyway, I just found that this month was just really stressful, in part because of my own mental health and also because of our physical health. My kids started getting really sick at the beginning of the month, and then my husband and I started getting sick, and then it looked like we were getting better, and then we weren't, because we started getting sick again. And so I spent yesterday and today, this is Tuesday, September 25th, in doctor's offices, trying to figure out how to treat our family for our health issues with coughs and potential pneumonia and things like that. So it's been kind of stressful. And even though I had all these intentions to post an episode and things like that, I confess I'm behind in my editing. I already said that, but it's been a struggle. It's been a trial. And all along this process with starting the podcast and pretty much everything that I'm trying to do with my life right now has been pretty messy. And it's been a process because I just kind of felt like if there's anything that you want to do with your life, you're never going to be ready. You're never going to, and nothing is ever going to be perfect. You're never going to have things just align so that everything works out perfectly. And so I decided when I started this podcast that I wasn't going to wait for things to align and that I was just going to jump in and learn as I go. And I'm really learning that that's what life is really like. That it's all about grace and relying on that enabling power of the Savior Jesus Christ. And that's been my whole story. I don't know how much of my story that I remember telling you all, but I feel like I owe it to you to kind of tell you a little bit more about my story. Because the reason I started this podcast is because of my own family struggles, not really severe with our relationships by any means or things like that, but my kids are still little, and so, you know, in anticipation for what could come, I just thought, you know, I really want to learn about what makes a successful family and how to prepare for the different things that we'll be enduring, because life is about enduring. And so, I mean, it really started about 10 years ago. My husband and I moved to Northern Virginia, which is one of the most expensive regions of the country. And we were still students. We hadn't started our family quite yet, but we went there anticipating that we would be able to start a new life. And Michael was interested in politics and government and things, and he'd had an internship on the Hill before. So we went there to school thinking that the stars would align for us there in that situation, and we would find the perfect job, we would go to the perfect schools and get the internships and jobs and whatever, things like that, that everything would just work out. Well, it didn't. Let's see. Michael and I have done everything that we thought we were supposed to do to be successful. We thought we were intentionally following a path that would provide us with the means to fulfill our dreams. The problem was we were relying on this system to work perfectly, and we didn't have much of a backup plan. We expected that if we went to college, grad school, a career of our choosing would be made available to us. Unfortunately, Michael finished grad school around the time of the recession. The places he hoped to find employment were in a hiring freeze, and we had just started our family. Thankfully, the position he had was enough while he was going to school. But then, when I finished school, we couldn't rely on our student loans anymore, and those loans would be called in once we finished school. So Michael applied to hundreds of jobs. We lost all vision of what the future may look like. We weren't getting anywhere. He wasn't hearing back, and there were no prospects. We were living, like I said, in one of the most expensive regions of the nation with our young children, and Michael was underemployed. About 5 years ago, we thought we got a break. Someone offered Michael a position, and it would be commission-based, but the prospects were hopeful. We also bought our first minivan for our growing family from someone we thought that we could trust, and moved into a spacious townhouse. While the new job was prosperous, it was demanding. Michael spent many nights finishing up work to claim the commissions and taking courses to fill requirements of the position at our own expense. And that minivan, our trusted, quote-unquote, friends, sold us, required expensive repairs each time we brought it into the shop, and died within 2 years. I wish I could tell you that things have gotten better. The guy who offered Michael his position left the company, so we were relocated. That was a good thing. At least we were finally away from the crazy cost of living in Northern Virginia. Except, Michael's new boss often neglected him. So over the last 2 years, his commission steadily declined. We were basically losing money. In July, Michael left the company, and we started our journey freelancing, basically, in August. I spent the month of August focusing on my campaign about developing constructive coping skills, because I have spent the last 10 years figuring out how to cope with so many stressors. I have discovered a lot about what coping is and how often I would rely on escape strategies or even passive coping to get through. But not always, though. I have read a lot of uplifting books, and I've studied ways to help our family prosper. That's something that inspired me to start this podcast, was all the studying and reading and things that I'd been doing to try and figure out how to cope with all of the things that we'd been enduring. I've devoted myself to service, and I started this podcast in an effort to create conversations around why it's so important to be intentional about our goals because of the experiences that we'd gone through. We thought we were being intentional, but it turns out we were just riding the conveyor belt. We were just following the script. We've also found ourselves caught in this cycle of escape or consolation to cope with our stress rather than true recovery. And for the most part of the last 10 years, Michael and I have really found ourselves in something very close to depression, if not really depression. And so that's been really hard. I'm at my worst when I use social media as my consolation because I get sucked in and I can actually feel my brain atrophy. My coping campaign was inspiring, and I learned that coping is about truly recovering and taking care of myself and being proactive about the outcome rather than just wishing it would go away. You can still sign up for that coping strategy at homeandfamilyculture.com/cope, or you can go on my Instagram and click on the link in my profile, and my handle is at Family Culture Podcast. So now here we are in September, and I launched my new brand with season 3 of the show, and I rebranded and everything. I had so many plans for making this season amazing. I also had plans for starting the school year with my kids and starting the path to achieving new goals. Then my whole family got sick. We have spent the whole month of September feeling exhausted from illness and sleepless nights. And my goals for this month have flown out the window. Between illness and housekeeping, I've fallen behind in just about everything I hoped to do this month. I even injured myself while exercising, and so it's been really hard to get up and to move my body and exercise because it hurts. So, while I have some great episodes lined up for you, I am still catching up on editing. On top of this, I am transitioning my podcast to a new web host. So if you go onto my site over the next few weeks, depending on when you listen to this, you might see a landing page or some other weird things going on with my site instead of show notes. So the new site will be amazing. If you aren't subscribed for updates, you can sign up on that landing page for my newsletter, and I will let you know when the new site is up. Through all of this, the message I often hear is that my thoughts have the power to carry me to any goal that I have. I'm inspired by Napoleon Hill and Jack Canfield, James Altucher, and so many others who are self-made. We can rise out of any situation when we elevate our own thoughts toward our goals and start doing the work. It's hard to believe this when you're in crisis mode, which I feel like I've been in for the last 10 years. I have been working on my thoughts and my habits so that I can help my family define our resilience and persevere through even the hardest trials. But I'm here to tell you that it's messy, and that's normal. It evolves, it gets better, it gets easier sometimes, and then it gets harder again. But what I've learned from doing this podcast, talking to the people, the experts, the authors, those people who care and are thinking about all of these things, I've learned that when you put your family first, you set your priorities, your vision, your values, you create stories, and opportunities to spend time together as a family, that those things begin to work out. You begin to create a family culture that will create resilience and a legacy that your family will live on. So thank you for listening to my raw, uncut episode here. I just want you all to know that I'm grateful for my listeners. I'm grateful for this opportunity that I have to share my thoughts about why family is so important and the importance of just putting our families first, to create that vision, to work through the trials and the struggles. Because this is much like a hero's journey, that somehow, for some reason, we felt called to start a family, even if it's just you and your spouse. And then we endure the tests, trials, and traps that are designed to strengthen us. It seems like those things are designed to take us down, but they're not. Everything that we experience in this life is designed to strengthen us and to help us to be resilient, to push through and become stronger, to grow in our self-esteem and self-efficacy. And I hope that through this podcast and the message that I share is that you'll begin to feel a sense of an internal locus of control, that you have the power to impact change and influence and impact change in your lives and in your families, that we don't need to constantly live in crisis mode or going from one crisis to the next just to survive. I want to get to the point where we are thriving, that we're not just drifting from day to day, putting out fires, but that each day we have purpose and intention and hope, that we create rhythms and patterns and traditions that honor our families and develop constructive habits. Because I find that as I was studying about these coping strategies, these coping mechanisms, that's what everything comes back to. Our families, ourselves, our lives, they revolve around how we cope. And when we cope, we either cope by escaping, we either cope by being passive. You know, there's this serenity prayer. We cope by saying, you know what, I can't do anything about this, so I will just lay down and let it do its damage and hope it goes quickly. That's a passive way to cope. But what I hope is to help all of us to learn and rely on the importance of constructive coping, and that when we model these kinds of coping strategies for our children, it allows all of us to be able to use the challenges, use the trials, the tests, the traps of this hero's journey to make something of ourselves, to make something of the experience, to do something in spite of the trials, or even because of them, to make something more out of our lives and our experiences. I recently saw this video of Elizabeth Smart, that after her rescue, her mom told her that the greatest revenge that she could have on these people was to be happy. And it was inspiring to me that she could take her experience and turn it into a profoundly powerful example of resilience. And it's beautiful that even though we get these trials and experiences, there's a reason. And I don't believe that God or anybody wills us to have crappy experiences or anything. But I do think that we have the power to turn those things into opportunities. That's another thing that I learned from that Napoleon Hill's Outwitting the Devil. He says that every failure has the seed of equal or greater opportunity. And it could be, you could change failure to trial, test, struggle, stress. We can use them as opportunities to grow. So those are my thoughts on this stressful, crazy day of mine, spending the day doctor's office with my son, who may have pneumonia. But I don't think so. I think he's getting better. My daughter, who has had this crazy rash for months and months, and then it started to go away, and she started taking antibiotics, and it just totally flared up again. It's craziness. But I count my blessings every day, and I'm learning to start over, that I've had all these grand visions and ideas of what I want to do with my life or with my family, and then I forget to take care of today. And I recently listened to a TEDx talk by James Altucher that when he was in rock bottom depression, he started to develop himself just 1% better every day. 1% better physically, to take care of his body, start exercising, start eating better, getting sleep and hydration. And because, I mean, this month has definitely taught me that when you are not well physically, your mental health is right behind. And so, well, just 1% better. And then just 1% better emotionally. And he classified that as connecting with somebody that cares about you and you care about them every day. And then 1% better spiritually. And he classified that as just being grateful and to play the glad game, like in Pollyanna, whenever you feel tempted to complain. So, and then he said to write down 10 ideas every day. And I like that idea, because something that I've been learning about lately and thinking about is the importance of having that personal inspiration, personal revelation every day. To go to a quiet space where you can write down your thoughts, to put them out there to Heavenly Father or the universe or the source energy, or whatever you want to call it. In my opinion, it's God. And just pause to listen and then write those things down. That as you do that, you'll begin to feel a change, and you'll begin to every day know what needs to be done in order to inspire yourself and your family to grow. So thank you again for listening, and please pray for my family, and I appreciate your time, I appreciate your support. Thank you.